From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. More than 120 people are dead after a series of attacks in Paris Friday night. A large number of people were held hostage at a concert hall. Police later stormed the building, and French police say at least 100 people were killed there. President François Hollande has declared a state of emergency and ordered France's borders closed, an unprecedented act in 21st century Europe. Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Hollande said the French public should trust police and other authorities to handle the situation.
I'm asking here for you to maintain your trust in what the security forces can do to protect the populations from terrorist attacks. Long live the Republic, long live France.
One of the first bombings was just outside a sports stadium where President Hollande and a crowd of thousands were watching a football match between France and Germany. Attackers also targeted restaurants and bars in a crowded central area of the French capital. At the White House, President Barack Obama said the coordinated attacks in Paris were an outrageous attempt to terrorize civilians.
This is an attack on all of humanity and the universal values that we share. We stand prepared and ready to provide whatever assistance that the government and the people of France need to respond.
The French police said late Friday that they believe all of the attackers involved in the shootings and bombings in Paris are dead. Michel Cadeau, the head of the Paris police, said that while all of the attackers are believed to have died, authorities are searching for possible accomplices in the attacks that left more than 120 dead. This is VOA News.